President Trump is using tariffs or the threat of them to pressure other countries. So what does it mean for you? Trump has now imposed a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, and he's still threatening a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico, though that is on hold for about a month. When tariffs like these take effect, it is Americans who pay higher prices. NPR's personal finance correspondent Laurel Wamsley is here to talk us through it. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
Laurel, for starters, we have been hearing about these tariffs for quite a while, and now they are happening, at least in part. So tell us, how much are Americans going to feel it?
It's going to be significant. I mean, every day, lots of us in the U.S. use phones made in China, eat fruit grown in Mexico, and live in homes built from Canadian lumber. Now, all of that could get a lot more expensive. Tariffs are a tax on goods imported from abroad, and that's a tax paid by Americans in one way or another. Erica York at the Tax Foundation told me that the potential blow to Americans' wallets is big.
We found that on average, if all of the tariffs are imposed, it would be a tax increase of more than $800 per household in 2025.
Now, the bulk of that would come from the hefty 25% tariffs proposed on imports from Canada and Mexico. But about a fifth of that estimated $800 is from the tariffs now in effect on Chinese goods.
Tell us what kind of goods from China we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's a whole range of things. It's consumer goods like footwear, clothing, toys, electronics. American businesses also import a lot of the stuff they need from China too, like machinery and components for their own products. So the tariffs mean building things in the U.S. will get more expensive too. And the tariffs are broader this time than they were in Trump's first term. For example, there's no exception for Apple this time. And they would end an exception long enjoyed by companies like Temu and Shein to ship cheap goods directly to consumers. And China has announced that it's retaliating with its own tariffs on certain American exports, which will hurt Americans' finances too.
Laurel, as we mentioned earlier, President Trump has put his tariffs on Canada and Mexico on hold for now. But if they do happen, how will those tariffs affect Americans?
Well, almost two-thirds of our vegetable imports come from Mexico, and about half of our fruit and tree nuts. We're talking tomatoes, raspberries, bell peppers, strawberries, and of course, avocados. 90% of the avocados we eat in the U.S. were grown in Mexico. So if there ends up being a tariff on imports from Mexico, your grocery bill and guacamole surcharge are about to get bigger. The tariffs would likely increase the cost of building materials, too, like lumber from Canada. And that's not great amid a housing shortage when it's already expensive to build in the U.S.
A lot of people might be wondering about bigger ticket items, like cars, for example.
Yeah, car making is highly integrated between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. That means that parts are crisscrossing the borders before the car finally rolls off the assembly line in one of the countries. Right now, we don't have to care that a Toyota Tacoma is produced in Mexico. But with a 25% tariff, it could mean a big price hike. And gas, too, could get more expensive since we import a lot of oil from Canada.
Is there anything that consumers can do to avoid this hit?
Not much, unfortunately. These are pretty sweeping tariffs if they all go through, affecting goods from the three countries from which we import the most. And even trying to buy American may not help very much because U.S. producers will probably raise their prices to nearly match their competitors. As York at the Tax Foundation told me, there's no winning a trade war.
NPR's Laurel Wamsley, thank you.
You're welcome.